The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Meisharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Kama has been graciously dedicated by Rav Tzvi Reisman and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his esteemed father, Harav Yehoshua Heschel Reisman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an Eloi to his neshama.
Bava Kama Daf Yotes.
The Gemara introduces the concept of a nanya. When a person benefits from another person's money or another person's fruits, he's liable to pay. And therefore, although in the case of the Mishnah, where the fruits were eaten in a Rishus Arabim, and as we know, Shein Rishus Arabim is Potter, that means he's not liable as a Mazik. However, since ultimately your animal ate this other person's fruits, you're nene, you're benefiting, you no longer have to feed your animal supper, and therefore you're responsible to pay for that benefit. Now the concept of nene, concept of paying for benefit that you've had, has some very interesting applications. People very often ask questions about copying music tapes, shiurim, CDs, and the like. Is there anything wrong with doing so? And if a person does so, is he responsible to reimburse the producer, the author, or the singer? Now, copying a CD, copying a tape, does not fall into any of the classical categories. You're not a gazlin in the traditional sense of the word because you haven't stolen anything. You've simply copied information. You're not a mazik either. You haven't done any physical damage to anyone's belongings. Again, you've borrowed a tape from a friend and you've simply duplicated the information. What you are is a nen. You are benefiting from the other person's work, from the other person's efforts in creating the tape, in creating the music, or in creating the shir. Now, this issue runs really into a number of questions. There's a concept of dina de malchusa dina. Halacha, in many instances, recognizes the law of the land. And since, as everyone knows, there are many copyright laws, there are international treaties, often copying tapes will be prohibited because of dina de malchusa dina. Another issue that arises is yorid umnes chaveri. By duplicating tapes that were made to be sold commercially, you are very often hurting the producer's parnasa, and therefore you run into the issue of yorid chiyusei as well. What we're going to focus on is the concept of nene. When you copy that tape, you're benefiting from the other person's efforts, from the other person's investment. And the question is one allowed to do so? And if he does so, is he liable to pay? The Nei of Yehuda, Choshen Mishpat Simen Chav Dalet, deals with a fascinating question. A person printed a Gemara with a pirush that he authored. Now, the way the Gemaras were printed is they had plates, and you had to typeset each page. They didn't have offset printing or photocopies. You had to take a plate and lay out each and every letter. They had these metal letters. They would lay out the page. They would print it. Then they would take the letters and rearrange them for the next page, and so on and so forth. It was a tremendous expense. You had to lay out each and every letter by hand, and it was a time-consuming process, and it was quite costly. This particular printer, when he started laying out the Gemara, had a brilliant idea. He had a tremendous amount of plates and a tremendous amount of letters. So what he did is, instead of after each daf, after each page, just breaking it and start rearranging the osius, he kept a separate plate for each page. He printed the Gemara, he printed this pirush, and then at the end, he simply removed the bottom, he removed this author's new pirush, and printed the Gemara's plain. He was then able to sell the Gemara's at a very inexpensive price. The typesetting, the layout, had already been completely paid for by the author, and the printer had no other expenses other than the actual printing. The author, as you can imagine, was quite upset. and he felt he was entitled to be reimbursed for the expense, for the money that he invested in laying out these pages. And he felt that the printer had no right to reuse these pages without reimbursing him. The Knight of Yehuda discusses this in the context of being a nen. The Gemara has a case where there are a number of fields, and they're all fed by one stream. If the stream gets stuffed up, then the halacha is all the fields need to chip in, and they all need to share in the cost of repairing the stream and allowing it to flow down. The reason for that is that they're all benefiting. They all need the stream. They all need it equally as much. And therefore, they all have to pay. None of them has the right to say, I'm going to sit back, I'm not going to get involved. It's something that they all need. They all become like shutvim, like partners, and they all need to share the expense equally. What happens if these five people get together, they need to do some repairs, they extend the stream, they extend the canal. When they finish their work, there's a sixth field a little further down that was never used as a field. He never had access to water. But now that after this repair is done, after this canal is dug, he says, listen, there's water accessible. I may as well become a farmer. Is he liable to pay the other field owners for the work that they did? The answer is no. The person within the field on bottom is not responsible to pay. And the reason, the Neid of Yehuda explains, is that while he certainly is deriving benefit from this canal, he's now able to water his field. This is a case of ze nene veze loy chaser. The people who did the repair, who spent the money, did not spend anything extra to benefit this sixth field. They needed to do the repair anyway. They did it in order to make their fields have better access to the water, and that money was already spent. If later on this other person takes advantage of it, while he is a nene, they are loy chaser, they haven't suffered any loss from the hana, and therefore they have no right to charge this bottom farmer for the access to the water. The Neid of Yehuda continues that they do have another option. They can deliver the following ultimatum. They can tell him, listen, we built the canal. We have no right to charge you and force you to share in the expense. However, this canal belongs to us. It runs through our property. And the same way we built this canal, we have every right to stuff it up. And we have every right to block its flow. Therefore, if you don't want us to do that, if you want to continue enjoying the benefit of this water, you're going to have to pay us. Now, if the bottom farmer decides to play chicken and call their bluff, he can continue using the water and doesn't have to pay. But they will have the right to then stuff up the canal. Now, in the case of the printer with the plates, these arguments are not relevant, for two reasons. First of all, the plates and the layout belong to the printer, not to the author. And therefore, he has no right to mess up the plates, to destroy the layout, because it simply doesn't belong to him. Furthermore, the case of the Neid of Yehuda was after the fact. They had already been used. The Gemaras were already printed. So now it's not a question of whether of making threats or ultimatums. We now have to deal with a second point, and that is, if a person does benefit from another person's money, is he liable to pay? So this again seems to be a classic case that's discussed on Daf Chav of a ze nene veze loy chaser. The author paid whatever he paid for the printing. He didn't have to pay anything extra to the typesetter to allow the printer to be able to reuse the plates afterwards. Whatever money was spent was spent. The printer is being nene. He's certainly having a tremendous benefit from these plates. However, because the author is a loy chaser, it should be a zenen of a loy chaser, and it would appear that the printer is off the hook. Now, Rav Yehuda says that's not the case. Why? The Gemara in Daf Chaf Amud Beis introduces another concept. The Mishnah discusses a case of a makif and nikif. There was a person had a field that was completely surrounded by fields belonging to a neighbor. If the neighbor fences in the property, and now the person on the inner field, his field is fenced in as well, so Rabbi Yossi paskins that the inner field does not have to pay. Again, it's a zen and a vizeloi chaser. The person on the outside built the fence for his own benefit. The inner field, while certainly they are nene, they derive benefit, their field is now protected. That is just a consequence. It was an indirect result of what of the work that was done. And therefore, it's a zen nene vizeloi chaser, and he would not be liable to pay. However, if the case were that the neighbor on the outside built three walls, the person with the field on the inside sees that there's a breach on one side, and he goes ahead and completes that fourth wall, there he has to pay. Tosis explains, although it may be a zen ene vizel chaser, although for the first three walls that were built, the outside neighbor built it for himself and had no additional cost because of the inside neighbor, still, once it's gilui daita dinichale, once the inner neighbor shows that he values the hana, he values the protection, and he's willing to, on his own, spend at least some money for this benefit, as evidenced from the fact that he built this fourth wall. Therefore, in such a case, even though it's a zen nen of a zelo chaser, he's going to be responsible to pay. Again, when a person gets benefit, even if it is a zen nen of a zelo chaser, if he is golidaita dinichle, if he shows that he was willing to spend money to get this benefit, he's going to have to reimburse the other person for the entire hana. The Nei Dibhuda continues that in this case, what did the printer do? The printer took these plates. He then had to invest additional money. He had to go ahead and do the printing, the paper, the binding, and put together the Gemaras. Clearly he showed that the ability to print a Gemara had value to him. It was gilui daita dinichle. Because it was gilui daita dinichle, because he put additional money into this project, he's now responsible to pay the author for his entire hana and for the entire loss that the author suffered. The idea continues that if you think about it in this case, it really isn't even a zen and a vizeloi chaser. Why? There's no direct loss. The amount that the author paid the printer to set up the plates, that money is gone. However, the printer is now going to be competing with the author. People that walk into a farm store are now going to have two choices of Gemaras. They can buy a Gemara with this pirish, which is much more expensive. They can buy a Gemara without the pirish that will be sold at a much cheaper price. The competition will hurt his sales. Therefore, Zakhnei de Yehuda, this is a case of zenen v'zechaser, and according to all opinions, he would be responsible to pay for the loss. Now, although this is certainly the psak of the Nei Yehuda, other Achroinim point out, the different Melkiel and others, that there's quite a big chiddush in the Nei Yehuda's approach. Every case of nene that we've had in the Gemara is when you're benefiting from someone else's property. There's a tangible item, there's something real, there's something physical that I'm benefiting from. If I benefit from it, and you're suffering a loss, I'm responsible to pay. In the case of the plates, and the case of copying music or intellectual property as well, there's no physical, tangible item that belongs to you that I'm benefiting from. A layout is not something which you can touch, it doesn't have mamashis. A song doesn't have mamashis. And therefore, some achrayim argue that the concept of nene, the concept of bailus, will not apply. Again, this is an issue which is subject to much debate in the Achroinim. Many Achroinim do recognize the concept of intellectual property. The Shlomo Meshev writes that although it doesn't have mamashis, it's not tangible, it's still something that has value. And certainly as a matter of halacha, a person should not copy tapes, besides for the reasons that of Nen, as we mentioned before, there's a concept of Dina Machusa, and very often Yoyrid Lomnus Chaveri as well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.